Often something is lost when a book is translated into another language. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Amos Oz, the Israeli writer, writes exclusively in Hebrew. Vasily Aksionov, a Soviet dissident now living in the U.S., writes only in Russian. Both have had their books translated into English. How satisfied is Aksionov, author of The Island of Crimea?
Very satisfied. That's most important, that the translator caught the tune of the book.
Amos Oz, who wrote in the Land of Israel, is also generally pleased with his translations.
Most of them are just as good as a translation can get. And that means still losing quite a lot. I think translating any language into another one, especially faraway languages, is like trying to play a violin concerto on the piano, which can be done provided that you do not try to make the piano sound like a violin, which is grotesque.
Some percentage of any books is missing in any translation, you know. But the first goal of translator to find not exact meaning of the words, but to find some adequate...
Some of the subtleties.
Yes, that's right.
Amos Oz admits to clashes with his English translator, an American.
We worked in a close collaboration, if you wish, like a pair of best enemies, shouting and screaming at one another.
Oz complains that his translator insisted on being too literal.
Some guy here says to me that the country is about to go ablaze like a haystack in flames. And she knocks that into English, word by word. I say, won't you think that the right thing to do is to write like a house on fire?
Neither Amos Oz nor Vasily Aksionov have plans to write in English, although Aksionov might do some dabbling.
Maybe I'll start to write some articles in English, but I will never start writing prose in English. It's too late.
A matter of mastering the language. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.